Hello and welcome to day 3 of Step Into Your Power with Confidence and Joy. Today it's all about the mindset. So I'm going to invite you to join me in a really fun exercise to uncover any limiting beliefs that might be holding you back from living a life of joy and purpose. And for this, all you need to do is close your eyes. I'm going to start a sentence and I want you to complete it with the first thing that comes to mind. It is very important that you say the first thing that comes to mind without thinking if it makes logical sense or not. Just whatever comes to mind first. You can grab pen and paper and write down your answers. You can just complete the sentences in your head or out loud, whatever feels right for you. Okay, let's get started. So let's start by closing your eyes and take a few deep breaths. Inhaling deeply into the belly, making space for fresh air, for fresh energy, and letting it all out with each exhalation. Maybe letting out a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress, anything that you don't need for this exercise. Just bring in the awareness to the here and now, to the present moment. And continuing to breathe deeply and slowly, allowing the body to relax, letting the body know that it is safe to be here, that it is safe to take a break, that it is safe to disconnect and go into healing, repairing, resting mode. Wonderful. And now I'm going to start a sentence and I would like you to complete it with whatever comes to mind first. My name is, I was born in, my favorite color is, I am the one who always, I can't. People are. I must. I don't have permission to. Women are. My biggest fear is, life is, if I fail, my biggest dream is, I am not allowed to. To be loved, I have to. Men are. When I was a kid, I loved. Happiness is, women have to, the world is, I will never be. I can't stand people who work is To be successful, I have to My family was Relationships are What keeps repeating again and again in my life is Sex is Money is What I need from my partner is The future is Success is Okay, take a deep breath now. Some of the things you said or wrote might have surprised you, and that is perfectly fine. Things are coming to your awareness. So feel free to pause the audio here and listen to it again if you wrote your answers and you want to see how they started, how the sentences started. And so you have the complete sentences. If you just said the answers out loud, you might remember the ones that surprised you or caught your attention. You might not remember all of them, there were lots of sentences, but you will remember the ones that are important. You will remember the ones that are ready to be released, to be worked on. So I will invite you to grab pen and paper and use the following prompts for self-reflection. So listing these beliefs, the ones, especially the ones that surprised you or that caught your eye, or just going through all of them if you have them written down in paper. Are these beliefs still true? If they don't sound good to you, can you find evidence that they are not true? Do you want to keep these beliefs? Some of them might be useful, some of them you might not want to keep. For the ones you don't want to carry with you anymore, what beliefs would you like to have instead? And for each belief that you don't want to carry with you, I would like you to replace them, to reframe them in a positive way. So for example, if the belief was, what repeats in my life is that they always break my heart, you could replace it with the belief, I am attracted to loving and caring people who treat me with love and respect. I deserve to be loved and valued. I know how to love myself. Add as many as you like. So I want you to come up with a long list of beliefs and affirmations about yourself, about others, or about the world that will support you in manifesting your dream life. With the ones that you don't want to keep, you can throw away the paper, you can burn it, you can keep it just so you can go through as many beliefs as you like. You can always go back to this exercise and do it again when you are more relaxed. As you change and you outgrow some beliefs, you will see that if you do this exercise, new things will come up, or different, you will complete the sentences in different ways. But what I want you to do is to come up with a long list of beliefs and affirmations that will support bringing your dream life into reality. And read this every day, preferably first thing in the morning and before going to bed, and enjoy the results. This is really, really powerful. Now, a very important note here. It could be that your subconscious mind doesn't completely agree with your new empowering beliefs. And that's perfectly fine. It's human nature to show resistance to change. Then what I would suggest is that you bring this resistance or the uncomfortable emotion or the block or maybe that inner voice that says, this is not going to work for you. The voice that says, you're good enough. You got to be kidding me, right? Bring that voice, that resistance, that uncomfortable emotion back to day two, to the healing meditation we did yesterday in day two, and track when you made this decision about yourself so you can rewrite this story. So what we're trying to do is to work on this resistance or counteract any deeper limiting beliefs or decisions that you might have made about yourself that are blocking these new empowering beliefs. And we're going to trace it back with yesterday's meditation, with the healing meditation from day two. You can trace it back to the origin, to the moment when you made that decision, when you developed that belief. And then you can rewrite the story, rewrite the belief. Okay, my loves. Feel free to reach out with any questions. If you go to my profile, there is a group where you can join and share your insights, ask your questions, and I love to hear from you and your experiences. So don't think, even if it's a small comment, don't think it's silly. They are actually very inspiring for other people. Okay, my love, so tomorrow you are going to be connecting with those parts of yourself that carry the confidence, the inner wisdom, the lessons, the skills, all your inner treasures. So I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.